Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 4, While Giants Mark Time. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. And there came a moment in that long struggle when the hope of freedom rested not with any great hero or leader, but rather with the humblest of characters. High above the sandy wastes of the desert planet Tatooine, a pitched space battle between starships has been fought to its conclusion. The rebel leader, Princess Leia Organa of Alderaan, has been captured by the Emperor's personal agent, Darth Vader. Entrusted to deliver secret information the princess could no longer protect is the astro droid R2-D2. With his interpreter counterpart, C-3PO, R2 has eluded capture by leaving Leia's disabled vessel in an escape pod.
Just look where your mad ideas have brought us, Art. Sand. Nothing but sand in every direction. Why I went along with this insane whim of yours, I still can't imagine. You ought to be grateful I got you out of that pot. I wasn't designed for that sort of brute labor. I'd have been better off taking my chances with the stormtroopers back there on the Tantive IV. Wait a minute. Where are you going? Artu, wait for me! Don't you ignore me! I still haven't forgiven you for that crash landing. My gyros are still fluttering. You see, my equilibrium is quite gone. But of course you're having trouble with this sand dune. What do you think you are, an exploration vehicle? We seem to be made to suffer. It's our lot in life. I've simply got to rest before I fall apart. My joints are almost frozen with sand. Wait, where are you going? Over that way? Well, I'm not going over that way. It's much too rocky. I'm going this way. Oh, yes? And just what makes you so sure there are settlements over there? Don't get technical with me, you grudge. Mission? What secret plans? I've just about had enough of this. Go that way. Go on. Here, I'll start you off. You'll be clogged with sand and malfunctioning within a day, you nearsighted scrap pile. Absolutely not. And don't let me catch you crawling back begging for help, because you won't get it. Nope. No more adventures. I am going this way. You're on your own from now on.
Anything to report?
Nothing so far, sir.
Deploy your squads along that dune ridge and stay alert.
Yes, sir. Follow me, you men.
You, get inside that escape pod and check it out thoroughly.
Yes, sir.
Rest of you spread out and search for tracks. I want the entire area secured.
Let's go.
We must continue until we find something, Lieutenant. Lord Vader will not accept a failure of this mission.
We're checking now, Commander. You in there, what have you found?
The scanner shows no sign of occupants, sir, or of the data tapes either.
I want that pod torn apart.
The scanner reads negative, Lieutenant. Someone's already taken the plans and gotten away.
Commander, one of the men found this near the pod. It's a plating ring from a droid, sir.
Droids? That's how the plans got off the Princess ship. Lieutenant, make contact with our vessel and get more troops down here.
Yes, sir.
Inform Lord Vader that I'm organizing a search of the entire region. And tell him what we're hunting. Droids from the Princess Leia's ship.
Demented little twerp. He tricked me into going this way. But he'll do know better. I don't think I can go on much further. My photoreceptors will be burned out by those binary suns. My joints will lock up and I'll overheat. Misfortune has always pursued me. What's that over there? Something gleaming. It's some kind of transport machine. Whoever they are, they'll know something about repair. Repair? They'll have lubricants. Over here! Help! Help! Please help! Over this way! You've got to see me! You simply have to! They've seen me! Oh, they're changing course! Ah, they're coming this way! I'm saved! Stop! Please stop! Or you'll crush me! They stopped. Oh, thank goodness. What's this? A ramp! Oh, they mean to take me on board now. This is more like it. Can those be children? What strange robes? I can't see under their hoods except their glowing eyes. How eerie. What are you doing? Let go! If only my joint went clogged. Take your hands off me, you filthy little creatures. No. Don't shoot. There's no reason to go point at that gun. I'm really friendly, see? My hands are in the air. What do you want me to do? Yes, I'm holding still, see? What's that? No. Not a restraining bolt. No. Haven't I been through enough? I don't suppose you happen to have seen anything of my counterpart, a rather short astro droid. Yes, a machine sort of like me. About waist high to me. He was heading off in that direction the last time I... Wait. What are you doing? Stop pushing. What do you want me to do? Stand here under this conduit? Like so? Well, might I ask what you're going to do?
Uncle Owen?
Well, I couldn't find anything at Angerhead or Tashi Station.
Well, maybe we could do without any help from droids, Luke. Hard work might see us through.
But we're never going to be able to keep this farm at peak efficiency through the harvest without more help. With one or two more droids, we'd make a much bigger profit.
And where do you suppose we're going to find this help if there's nothing at Anchorhead or Tashi Station?
There'll be a Jawa sandcrawler through here soon. Maybe they'll have something.
Those little scavengers. Find some piece of broken-up machinery, wire it together with flexicord and spit, and after a few hours functioning, it falls apart.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to look.
Yeah, I guess not. Your aunt keeps pestering me for a domestic droid to help her around the house anyway. All right, send a signal flare up. If those Jawas are in the area, they'll come pretty quick.
Great. Thanks, Uncle Owen.
Oh, Ridley. This is the strangest collection of droids and robots I've ever seen. After all I've been through, to be picked up by these disgusting creatures and dumped in a sort of glorified salvage bin. How mortifying. What? Oh, what? R2-D2! R2! It is you! It is you! Oh, R2, I'm so glad to see you. They sucked you up in that horrible thing too, did they? Yes, well, those creatures who captured you, us, are called Jawas, I managed to find out. And, this vehicle is referred to as a sand crawler. Yes. That is, I'm afraid that I was partially at fault there. You see, I merely asked those Jawas earlier if they'd seen anything of you. I did not tell them where you were on purpose. If you must know, I was simply concerned for you, you short-circuited incompetent. This is the thanks I get. We're off again. Well, how should I know where we're going? I wish they hadn't captured you. Now I'm forced to endure your insufferable company again. sincerely hope that this stop will be the end of that interminable sand crawler ride. I would venture a guess that those Jawas have brought us out here to auction us off. We seem to be at some kind of moisture farm. Oh, look, there are humans over there. Maybe they'll purchase us. Then we'd be free of those awful Jawas. Artu, Artu, get back in line. Artu, get back in line. They'll never buy... Artu, what are you doing to that R5 unit? Artu! R2-D2, you know droids are not supposed to modify other droids without human supervision. Honestly, I don't know what's got into you. Here come the humans. Get back in line.
Yeah, but I'm telling you straight off, I don't want any junkers, rebuilds, or scrap heap candidates. Oh, already got a treadwell, don't need another. What's this? A Mark II reactor drone? I haven't used these clunkers in 20 years. No, got no use for a power droid. Well, I might be able to use an R2 unit. But this blue one's kind of beaten up. Talks too much, too. Well, this red R5 might do, though, if the price is right. Now, let's see. You!
Sir!
I suppose you're programmed for etiquette and protocol.
Protocol? Why, that is my primary function, sir. I am also...
Yeah, I have no use for a protocol droid.
Of course not, sir. Not in a climate as hostile as this one. But might I point out that I have been programmed for over 30 secondary functions that range from...
What I need is a droid that understands the binary language of moisture evaporators.
Evaporators? Why, sir, my first job was programming binary load lifters, very similar to your evaporators in many respects.
Uncle Owen?
Yeah?
Amperu told me to tell you that if you buy a translator droid, make sure it speaks Bocce.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Luke. Hey, droid, you speak domestic Bocce?
Of course I do, sir. It's like a second language to me. I am also, if I might say, quite fluent in...
Oh, shut up.
Shutting up, sir.
I'll take this one, too. Hey, Luke.
Yeah?
Take this interpreter droid here and that red R5 unit down to the tech dome. Get them cleaned up by supper time.
But I was going into Tashi Station for those converters we ordered.
You can waste time with your idle friends when your chores are done. Now hop to it.
Yes, sir. You.
Yes, sir?
Follow me.
Goodbye, Otto.
And you too, the red R5 unit. Well, come on, Red, let's go.
Hey, what are you... Uncle Owen? Uncle Owen!
This
R5 unit's got a bad motivator. Look, he blew its stack.
Hey, what are you Jawas trying to...
Excuse me, sir, but that blue R2 unit over there is in prime condition. A real bargain, if I might say so.
Oh, okay. Hey, Uncle Owen?
Yeah?
What about that little blue R2 unit?
What about that one? All right, good enough. Look, take the blue one.
I'm sure you and your uncle will be very pleased with that one, sir. I've worked with him before.
Yeah, yeah, let's go. Come on, we got some cleaning up to do.
Now, don't you forget this, Artu. Why I should stick my neck out for you is quite beyond my capacity. A fully equipped tech dome. Oh, this is paradise.
Yeah, right. Well, just stand steady on that lift. I'll lower you into the oil bath.
You're ready, sir.
Here goes.
Oh.
How is that?
Thank you, sir. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, that's sad. My counterpart and I are both in your debt, sir.
Well, thanks, but I'd rather be at Tashi Station. At least there's something going on there.
Biggs was right. I should get myself off this old dust ball.
Oh, which dust ball are we on, sir?
Well, if there's a bright center to the universe, we're on the planet it's farthest from, Tatooine.
I see, sir.
You can call me Luke.
I see, sir, Luke.
No, just Luke.
Oh, and I am C-3PO, Human-Cyborg Relations, and that is my counterpart, R2-D2.
Hello. 3PO, that's about enough of the oil bath for you.
Yes.
Now let's take a look at the R2.
Yes.
Boy, R2, you got a lot of carbon scoring here in your integrators. Let me see what I can do for you. Looks like you two boys have seen a lot of action.
With all we've been through, I'm amazed we're in as good condition as we are, considering there's a rebellion going on.
What? You know something about the rebellion against the Empire?
Well, that's how we come to be in your service, sir, if you take my meaning.
Were you in any battles? Over Tatooine?
Several, I think.
Then I did see ships firing on each other. What was it like?
Actually, sir, for a droid, a space battle is largely a matter of loud noise and having humans order you out of their way.
Well, your life sounds a lot more interesting than mine, 3PO. Oh, R2, you got something jammed in here real good.
Were you two on a Star Cruiser or...
Oh, my goodness! Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
What is that? A holographic projection?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
It certainly appears to be one, sir. R2, Master Luke asked you what it is.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
What do you mean, what is what? Oh, he says it's nothing, sir. Merely a malfunction. Old data.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
That girl. She's beautiful. Who is she?
I think she was a passenger on our last voyage. A person of some importance, I believe.
Well, is there any more to this recording? Sounds like it's incomplete here. Maybe I can adjust R2 so that...
Hey,
will you take it easy?
R2-D2, behave yourself. You're going to get us into very grave trouble. You can trust him. He's our new master. He says that he is the property of Obi-Wan Kenobi, a resident of this very region. The holographic projection is part of a message for him.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Frankly, sir, with what we've been through, it's no surprise this little R2 unit has become a bit eccentric.
I don't know anyone named Obi-Wan, but old Ben Kenobi lives somewhere out near the Western Dune Sea. He's kind of a local character, you know, a hermit. My uncle ran him off our property once, but I never heard of Ben owning a droid.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
She is so beautiful. I wonder who she is. Well, she's in some kind of trouble, that's for sure. Maybe we better hear the rest of the message.
He claims the restraining bolt the Jawas put on him is inhibiting his motivational components. He suggests that if you remove the bolt, he might be able to play back the entire message.
Well, I guess you're too small to run away on me if I take off the bolt. Here we go. There. Hey! What happened to the holograph? Where'd she go? Play back the entire message, R2.
What do you mean, what message? The one you just played for Master Luke. The one you're carrying inside your rusty innards. I'm sorry, sir, but he seems to have developed a circuitry flux.
Luke! Time to get cleaned up for dinner!
Be right there, Aunt Beru.
See what you can do with him, 3PO.
Yes, sir.
I'll be back right after dinner.
Goodbye, Master Luke! Just you reconsider playing that tape for him. And just mind your manners, R2, or you'll make Master Luke very angry. No, I don't think he likes you at all. No, I don't like you either. And what's the idea of showing him that tape? You knew what would work. Then it was all a trick to get him to take the restraining bolt off you. Why, R2-D2, that is deceitful. I don't want to hear any more about secret plans or missions or Obi-Wan Kenobi. We're droids. It's not our place to get involved with human disputes. I think it's your motivator that's gone faulty. Now, wait a moment. Where are you going? But you can't go outside. Come back here before you get us both deactivated for good. You can't survive out there, R2. R2!
Dinner's on the table, Luke. Your uncle's already started.
Thanks, Aunt Beru. You know, Uncle Owen, I think that R2 unit we bought might have been stolen.
Well, what makes you think that?
Well, I was cleaning him up and I stumbled across a part of a holographic recording. That R2 unit says he's the property of someone named Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What?
Kenobi?
Yeah. I thought he might have meant old Ben Kenobi. Do you know who he's talking about? Maybe it's somebody related to Ben.
Nah, that old man's just a crazy wizard. Look, take that R2 unit into Anchorhead and have its memory flushed.
Well, what if this Obi-Wan comes looking for him?
I don't think he exists anymore. He died about the same time as your father.
You mean Obi-Wan knew
Luke,
my father?
Luke, I told you to forget it. I don't want you talking to strangers about our family, and I don't want anyone filling your head with this made-up nonsense.
But Uncle Owen,
I mean it, Luke. In the morning, I want those new droids up on that South Ridge working.
Yes, sir. You know, I think those two new droids are going to work out just fine. In fact, I'm thinking of sending my application to the Academy for this year.
That's before the harvest.
Yeah, but you've got more than enough droids.
The harvest is when I need you the most. It's only one more season. This year we'll make enough money so I'll be able to hire on some hands. You can go to the academy next year.
But Owen...
Now, missus, this is between Luke and me.
Oh, boy, it's gonna be a whole nother year.
It's only one more season.
Yeah. It's just what you said when Biggs left for the academy.
Luke, you haven't finished your dinner. Where are you going?
Nowhere, it looks like. No, I've got some work to do on those droids.
Owen, Luke can't stay here forever.
I'll make it up to him next year. I promise.
Luke's just not a farmer, Owen. He's got too much of his father in him. And you won't be able to put that subject off forever either. Luke's going to want to know the truth.
I'm going to protect him for as long as I can.
But you can't live his life for him, Owen.
I only wish I could, Baru. I only wish I could.
R2!
Where are they? Crazy droid, you can't leave him alone for a minute. Let me see, where did I leave that restraining bolt activator?
Oh, please, wait, what? I'll come out. Please don't deactivate.
3PO, what are you doing hiding behind the land speeder? And where's R2?
It wasn't my fault, sir. I couldn't stop him.
What?
I told R2 not to go, but I think it's his motivator malfunctioning. He was babbling on about his mission.
I've got to find him.
But Master Luke, he went ages ago. Master Luke! Master Luke,
Boy, I can't see him out there anywhere, even with the macro binoculars. How could he have gotten so far?
Well, you can hardly blame yourself, sir. He's become, well, very devious recently.
Blast it.
But pardon me, sir, couldn't we go after him?
No, it'd be too dangerous, what with all the sand people in the area. We're gonna have to wait till morning.
Luke! Shutting down power for the night.
I'll be right there, Uncle Owen. Boy, am I gonna get it. That little droid friend of yours is gonna cause me a lot of trouble.
Oh, he excels at that, sir.
Well, at first light, we'll take my land speeder and pick up his trail. Maybe we can get him back before Uncle Owen finds out.
I'm sure we will recover him tomorrow, sir. Then your troubles will be solved.
Somehow, I think all I'm gonna get is a new set of troubles.
R2-D2, faithfully carrying out the mission given to him by the Princess Leia Organa, inadvertently draws Luke Skywalker into the Rebellion's most desperate crisis. Merciless Imperial agents are scouring Tatooine for the droid and his secret, while across the desert, there waits the enigma of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Tomorrow will be a day like no other in Luke Skywalker's young life. Star Wars, Episode 4 by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Ann Garrity as Aunt Beru, and Thomas Hill as Uncle Owen. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vagley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toscan. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman. Star Wars was presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.